high school sports. Nobody covers it better in Lenawee than 96.5 The Cave.
Welcome back to Inside the Cave, 96.5 FM, 96.5thecave.com. This hour brought to you by DNP Communications, keeping you connected to what matters most. And right now, we are getting connected with Onstead's head baseball coach. His name is Matt Randall. He's in year 12 at the helm of the Wildcat program. He joins us on the phone. Good morning, coach.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, doing well, doing well. Happy to talk to you on this, a playoff game Wednesday. We'll get to that in a little bit. But first, pretty good season for your Wildcats. What's your takeaway from a very memorable regular season?
Yeah, it's been definitely a special one. Broke the school record in wins with 29, best year that we've had there. And we've got a great mix of seniors, seven seniors, with a lot of really, really good underclassmen as well. And it's just been one of those special years for us. And they don't come along often, but, we're looking forward to it, keeping it rolling and seeing where we go.
Yeah, and that senior class and others propelled you to a very successful LCAA season. What's that like? I know you got the typical foes of Blissfield and Hudson out there and the addition of Clinton. So some very good programs in that league.
Yeah, the LCAA, like I said, this is my 12th year at Onstead, and this year is probably the toughest it was from top to bottom. As you can see with Hudson winning their district, Clinton winning their district as well, and Blissfield just barely losing and almost won their district too. So our league was extremely difficult this year. Great pitching seemed like, and great teams, but the big thing is we have a lot of great coaches in the LCAA and around Lenawee County in general, which makes it extremely difficult, but it also gets us ready for situations like today.
And Coach John Roberts here. You know, you talk about the strength and the depth of the LCAA. I know, you know, each Wednesday during the season we would do our county baseball and softball rankings, and it was pretty consistent that you, Hudson, and Clinton were somewhere in those top three pretty much from the get-go. I think, you know, plus we see, and we'll talk more about this here in a little bit, all three of you still alive in the state tournament and could potentially all three be at Adrian College on Saturday.
Right, yeah. Those definitely, I think the consistency with those three teams specifically, and you can even throw in Blissfield, is they're well coached, and they have great great pitching. So whenever you got that, you're gonna do really well. And those three or four teams all got at least one very good pitcher, and they're coached well. So that's what made every Tuesday and Wednesday really difficult.
And I'm talking with Onstead baseball coach Matt Randall, and you talk about, you know, good pitching in the league. Baseball obviously different than softball because the ladies can throw out the same pitcher for a doubleheader and then throw them again the next day. What's it like sort of managing a pitching rotation that, you know, features some really good players, but you don't want to throw out their arms?
Yeah, the pitching rules now that have been in place by Michigan High School Athletics Association is extremely difficult, and the strategy is absolutely huge. Everything's on a pitch count, and then you have to figure out who's going to how many days rest. If you throw a certain amount of pitches, they can't pitch for a certain amount of days. So when you have three, like we basically have three aces that we can throw at you, and we feel like we are as good as any one of them are as good as the next. And that's one thing that's propelled us to be extremely competitive each day, is being able to throw these arms at you and having three very, very capable pitchers to do that day in and day out. That was our big advantage and one thing that definitely helped us this year.
And with that depth, and it's been highlighted on a couple of sports updates that we've done here on the Cave. But when you look at the Onstead bench and you're in the field, there's not too many players left on that bench. A very, very short rotation. How are you able to manage such a short bench?
Well, it's easy when you have a lot of athletes and you have a lot of great athletes, which our entire team did, and you're 100% right. For the most of the year, we went 10 or 11 guys, but they can play multiple positions. Our number player depth isn't great, but our depth as far as where players can play and how well they can play multiple positions makes us have good depth, if that makes sense. So, we got guys that can pitch that play first. We got guys that play center field, can play infield, and we don't really miss a beat anywhere. And our guys are very capable in making that adjustment, and I'm very confident with their ability to play different positions in the field when needed. So I guess, we don't have numbers depth per se, but we have depth on our team.
Coach, this is Hunter Davies here. Taking a look at a lot of the stats, like a lot of good batting averages, on-base percentages, ERAs, a lot of good fielding stats. How do you kind of keep this up in practice so your team is ready every game and they perform at such a high level every game, especially in such a crowded conference?
Yeah, we don't really change anything, so we have a routine that we stick with, and we constantly are working that routine, but we're constantly working to get better in all areas. We'll implement things and throughout the week that we will continue to work on to ensure that we're ready to go and we're prepared at all times for whatever, our opponent might do differently than our last opponent, or little things like if they have a lefty pitcher, we'll throw a lefty in practice at them, that kind of stuff. So we're just prepared, and the kids work hard, and we take a lot of swings. We take a lot of cuts day in and day out. Off the tee, live in cage, soft toss, whiffles. I mean, it's a constant. Our guys probably swing, 200 times a day, on average. So we do both. We swing every single day, but we also work defensively every single day as well. We work hard. We work at a brisk pace. We don't have a lot of downtime. But the kids are my players work hard for me, and so it really, really makes my job pretty easy.
Talking with head baseball coach out in Onstead, it's Matt Randall. As we are through district play, we are into the regionals here, and I do want to move on to postseason play, John, if that's okay.
Yeah.
You looked like you had a question.
That's exactly where I was going to head.
Okay, so coach, you were in that district out in Sand Creek, took care of the Creek in the semifinal, and then a closer contest against a pesky Madison Trojan team. Can you just talk about the resiliency of your Wildcats?
Yeah, I mean, we knew that playing Madison, they had two very good pitchers, and we were going to see one of them. Commands his own. Frank's a very good pitcher, commands his own, throws a lot of off-speed stuff. And we were confident in our abilities, just put the ball in play, keep hitting the ball, and they did hold us down, very well. But they're also well coached. Coach Dubs does a great job. And, they were ready to play. We knew they were going to be ready to play. They almost beat us earlier in the season. So we were ready to play, and we knew they were going to give us a battle. And we were lucky to come out on top in that one, 4-1. So.
And now today, tell us a little bit about today's opponent, Ottawa Lake Whiteford.
Yeah, Whiteford had a great year. Coach Terry Pant does a great job with the Bobcats. Year in and year out, they're always either top of the TCC or one of them. So they got also three very good capable pitchers. And they return a lot of experience from last year's team when they won the regional. So we know they're gonna be a tough opponent. It's gonna be a great game, and we're looking forward to seeing what happens.
And then of course you would play the winner of Buchanan and Climax Scots on Saturday at Adrian College, given a win tonight. And on the other side, we talked about it a little earlier, you could have Clinton and Hudson on that other side Saturday. So could have three teams from the county playing at Adrian College on Saturday.
Yeah, and that, again, that just speaks to the strength of the teams around our county, how good of coaches we have, and what grade of baseball that we play in this area specifically. You know, even from our way out of the lake to, you know, to Hillsdale, there's a lot of great baseball down here, a lot of great coaches down here that doesn't necessarily get all the recognition as the bigger cities do. But, you know, people that are around here and from here know how good a baseball is. And having, like you said, three local teams that could possibly make it into the regional final or play for a regional title at Adrian College Saturday is pretty remarkable for the county and for everybody around here.
So we're talking to Coach Matt Randall with Onstead Baseball as his Wildcats are getting set to take on Ottawa Lake Whiteford. And, Coach, we talked off the air before we got on about changes to the game, actually, this afternoon. Can you all let the fans know about that?
Yeah, so as of right now, nothing's official, but the MHSAA did give the go-ahead to move the game time up so it gets in today, which is very important in regards to pitching for Saturday for, you know, us and Whiteford to make sure we get this game in today. So, they did. I got an email saying they did give the go-ahead to look to move the game up. Now it's basically just seeing if we can get both teams on the same page and the umpires as well. So,
and that might be your biggest challenge is getting the umpires,
yeah.
I would think.
Yeah. You know, a lot of these guys, most of these guys have, you know, day jobs.
So yeah.
Not like they can just drop everything necessarily and make a change in their schedule to move it up. So we'll see what happens. So hopefully we get it in. I definitely want to get it in. So. I would expect an early move, but as of right now, nothing's official.
And when it's made official, I assume Onstead might put it out on their social media, Facebook, Twitter, and I don't know if you have an email chain or something like that.
Yeah, well, it'll definitely be I'll definitely put it out there. I know my athletic director, Damien Hiram, will put it out there. So it will be out there for people as soon as we hear something.
Okay. And you talked about getting your pitching right. So I assume you'd like, I mean, I'm going to use air quotes. You don't really have an ace. You know, I'm sure people could argue either way for the ace of the staff. But you want to go your number one and then your number one, right? You'd like to throw him today and then save him for the final on Saturday, right? Is that kind of the coaching philosophy there?
Well, we would like, so, like, I just, like, again, I'll reiterate, we don't have another one. I have three guys that I can depend on and count on at any time, but the key is to make sure all three are also available for Saturday.
Okay.
So, that's the real key. So, this is Wednesday, so they cannot throw over 75 pitches today and if they throw over 75 today, so 76 or higher, they'd be ineligible to pitch on Saturday. And that goes for everybody across the board. Now, if it got moved, if our game got canceled and moved to Thursday, per se, they could only throw, if they threw more than 50, they'd be ineligible to pitch on Saturday. So that's the big difference with getting a game in today as opposed to having to remake it up tomorrow.
And Coach, if for some reason you do make a change today, and I don't recall how the MHSAA works this because it is a state tournament, would there be any chance that game would be moved from, say, a Sand Creek to a place like an Adrian College with an all-turf field to maybe enhance the chances of getting the game in?
Absolutely. That was also been in discussion as well. Again, it's just the availability of a place like Adrian College.
Sure.
That's really the issue, I guess. But we also, you know, Sand Creek also is the host, so I'm sure you know they want to play over there.
Absolutely.
If at all possible.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we've been talking with Onstead head baseball coach Matt Randall. We appreciate you, Coach, taking time out of your day job to talk to us here on the Cave. Yep, we all got day jobs to take care of. It's listed as a 5 o'clock start. It could be moved up. Stay tuned to the Onsted Athletics social media. They'll let you know right there. But, Coach, again, we appreciate your time and for coming on the show.
Hey, thank you, guys. Really appreciate it. And I will, I'll shoot you guys an email as well if I, as soon as I hear something.
All right.
Sounds good. Thanks, Coach. Good luck.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate the time.
Yep, no problem.